150, let us sing together. 150 in our hymn book.
To take the grace of God and to be filled with the glory of God, that will enable us, I believe, it will help us through those difficult times, those hard places where we have to plod and onward then and through many dangers, toils, and snares. You know, that's not always easy, and that's life. It's life for all of us. As Brother John said, if it's not, it will be. Probably is, though, for most. But thank God, He has grace sufficient for you. And we're going home.
Amen.
And one of these days, we're going to see Jesus.
Yes.
You know, it's going to be nice to see Brother Gordon and Sister Caroline and whoever you're waiting to go see. And what a wonderful time that's going to be to see them. But and that's nice. I don't want to downplay that. But we're going to see Jesus.
Amen.
And we're going to be there forever. So let us then be true and faithful. Let's trust and serve Him every day. Let's get filled with the Holy Ghost and live in the glory as He's promised in His Word. You know, that other song that we sing, you'll find me shouting glory just outside my mansion door. I mean, I could almost hear Brother Gordon. You'll probably hear his voice no matter where in heaven you are and wherever he is. You'll hear Brother Gordon's voice. And I can think of the others too. I think I'll know my cousin's voice. And you'll know whoever it is that you're listening for. You'll hear them shouting glory just outside their mansion door where they're living on the hallelujah side. They're dead. They're gone to be with Christ. Paul said, that's far better. We got to hack it out down here. We still got to exist. We got to go through life, but we're going home.
Amen.
And one day we're going to see Jesus. So let the Lord help us. Maybe tonight we're going to sing that last verse, and it's past the hour that maybe some of you need to shut the lights and go to bed. But maybe there are some of you that would like to just wait a little while yet in His presence and say, Lord, now to get through, I need to be filled with Your glory. So I just want to wait a little bit. Maybe this will be your 4-hour meeting. That'd be okay too. If it was. Oh, if at the end of 4 hours the Lord is going to fill you with the Holy Ghost, would you stay? Well, then do what the Lord wants you to do. But let's sing that last stanza, and then God bless you whether you go or stay.
Onward to the prize before us.
Serve you acceptably, with reverence, with godly fear. We pray, dear Lord Jesus, that we would fulfill every one of us. Give us help, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we need help, dear Lord, that we might fulfill in our generation, in our day, dear Lord. Dear Lord, that we might serve you. Lord, you've entrusted to us not anything that we deserve, but Lord, we've been handed a torch. Lord, by those who have gone before us. And Lord, if we don't take that torch, if we don't become faithful stewards of the manifold grace of God, oh, dear Lord Jesus, don't let us fail. Let not one thing fail, Lord, of what you have ordained for everyone here, Jesus, in our lives, whether old or young. Let us stand perfect and complete before you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your call tonight. We thank you for your enablement. We pray, Lord Jesus, as we go or stay, Lord, that you'll continue to work. Work mightily through this evening, through this night, in every one of our hearts, and effect changes. Lift us more into your glory and set us in, dear Lord, to that place where we go no more out. Oh, dear Lord, to higher ground. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.